Shavua Tov, my friends. I hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat and Chodesh Tov. It is Rosh Chodesh Elul. We began it last night, and now it is Saturday night. I'm coming to you live on Saturday night. And I also want to thank again our sponsors, Lenny Tanzer, Eddie Zarabi, and Heshi Shirts, and also Nathaniel and Carly Schlackman, who are sponsoring tonight's entry. So I began the first day, day one, Rosh Chodesh Elul, with a famous story about Alfred Nobel, the famous Swedish inventor of dynamite. Now, what happened was Alfred's brother Ludwig had died, and there was some mistake. The newspaper mistakenly thought Alfred died, and they published this terrible review of Alfred's life, that he had developed this dynamite and profited off a lot of people's deaths. But what it did was it gave him a glimpse of the way he was going to be remembered. And he saw this obituary, even though he was still alive, was supposed to be about his brother. But it was about him. And what an opportunity, because it changed everything. Nobel at that point decided he was going to do something to be remembered well, positively. And to this day, the Nobel Prize, of course, is offered to leading scientists and writers and peacemakers as a way to help and not, God forbid, harm mankind. It gave him a second chance. And I use that story to introduce the concept of second chances, because that's really what Chodesh Elul, that's what this new month is about. Just so you know. How did Elul become the month of second chances? Because it was on the day of Shivasar B'Tammuz, the 17th day of the month of Tammuz, when Moshe descended from Har Sinai with the tablets containing the Ten Commandments, only to find the Jewish people worshiping the golden calf. It was a terrible moment in Jewish history. Moshe breaks the tablets, and how long does he stay with the Jews, praying to God that he doesn't destroy the Jewish people as a punishment? 40 days. What's 40 days from Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, when he saw the Jews sitting at the golden calf? You guessed it, today, Rosh Chodesh Elul. So this is not just some sort of coincidence. This is embedded in our history, 40 days. And not only that, after 40 days of pleading for forgiveness, God tells Moshe to come back. He was ready to give the Jewish people a second chance. How long did Moshe stay on Har Sinai? For the second period of time, 40 more days. 40 days later, it was the 10th day of the Hebrew month of Tishrei, none other than the day of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur became the Jewish Day of Atonement because it marked the completion of this process of reconciliation between God and the Jewish people. And that's what this whole month is about, my friends. It's about giving us another chance. And Judaism is filled with second chances because the whole idea is that God wants to give us opportunities to be more connected to Him. So He's looking for ways to grant us opportunities to perform more mitzvot. I don't know if you remember this, but last year I shared this idea that what is a second chance mitzvah? Pesach Sheni. There's an episode in the Torah where the Jewish people, a group of Jews, come to Moses in the wilderness and they complain. And they said, you know what? We're supposed to bring the Paschal offering on the 15th of Nisan. And we were tamei, we were ritually impure. They had come into contact with the dead and therefore they could not bring the Paschal offering. Can we get another chance to do this? And Moses goes to God and says, they want to keep this mitzvah of Karban Pesach, the Paschal offering. They couldn't bring it when they were supposed to bring it. What do you think? And Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to have this thing called Pesach Sheni, a second opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah because you couldn't keep it the first time. Judaism is all about giving us another chance. So don't think because we blew something in our lives once or even twice or even three times. Tshuva, which is the order of the month of Elul, is all about another opportunity. So I'm going to ask you and end with this. What part of your life, and this is the question that I put in day one, there's a nice question after each day you can check out. What part of your life deserves a second chance where you can forgive, revisit, or enhance something that will help you become the best version of your life? We all make mistakes. We all mess up. But Hashem wants us to be successful. So He says, just like any parent says to a child, any parents listening to this will know, you want to just keep giving your kids more opportunities to perfect themselves and not to be mired in whatever mistakes, transgressions, or sins they may have committed. That's what Chodesh Elul is about, my friends. Second chances. Give yourself a second chance. Answer the question. We'll hear from you, or you'll hear from me again tomorrow. Shavua Tov, my friends, and Chodesh Tov should be a holy month of second chances.